Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 9. God's Judgment upon Egypt and Babylon, Saturday. Related Verses, Jeremiah 51:61-62. And Jeremiah said to Sariah, "When you come to Babylon, see that you read all these words, and say, O Jehovah, you have spoken concerning this place to cut it off, so that nothing should dwell in it, neither man nor animal, for it will be an eternal desolation." Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." Revelation 18:2-21. And he cried with a strong voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, and she has become a dwelling place of demons, and a hold of every unclean spirit, and a hold of every unclean and hateful bird." And a strong angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, "Thus will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence, and shall be found no more at all." Revelation 21:1-2, 10-11, and 27. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. And anything common, and he who makes an abomination and a lie, shall by no means enter into it, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Suggested reading. In Revelation, the restored Roman Empire is called Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great has two aspects, a political aspect and a religious aspect. The political aspect of Babylon the Great includes many material things and many things related to the international trade and commerce upon the earth. At the end of time, the political situation of the world will not be communistic for internal trade, but merely national commerce will be thriving. The world situation is under the influence of Roman politics and Roman religion. Most of the present governments were adopted based on Roman law and Roman administration. In other words, modern government is built upon Roman principles of law and government. Furthermore, the Roman Church is prominent in many nations, and the Pope has a high political standing. Hence today, both politically and religiously, the entire earth has been Romanized. Since the whole world has become Roman, under the influence of Roman government and Roman religion, it may seem that God has been defeated. However, the book of Revelation shows us that our God surely has not been defeated. At the end of this age, the Roman Empire will be restored and strengthened to produce its last Caesar, Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, who will be very powerful. It is he who will destroy the Roman Church at the beginning of the Great Tribulation. Concerning this, Revelation 17:16 says, "The ten horns which you saw and the beast, these will hate the harlot and will make her desolate and naked and will eat her flesh and burn her utterly with fire." That the ten horns and the beast will hate the harlot and make her desolate means that Antichrist and the ten kings of the restored Roman Empire will persecute the Roman Church. They will make the Roman Church desolate and naked, meaning that they will destroy her, rob her of her riches, and expose her. They will eat her flesh, meaning that they will kill her members, and they will burn her utterly with fire, meaning that they will annihilate her altogether. Then, at the end of the tribulation, Christ will come down from the heavens with the overcomers as his army to fight against Antichrist directly and defeat him and cast him alive into the lake of fire. That will be the last fighting of man against God, a fighting that began at Babel and that will increase and intensify until the war at Armageddon. With Christ's defeat of Antichrist, the entire Roman Empire will be destroyed and all the Roman things will be removed, cleared away from the earth. There will be no more Roman Church or Roman Empire. That is, there will be no more Babylon. Then, what will be prominent on earth will not be Babylon, but the New Jerusalem. In the Bible, there are two prominent cities, Babylon and Jerusalem. We see these two cities in Jeremiah and in Revelation. In the Old Testament, in Jeremiah, Babylon came to destroy Jerusalem and to make her a ruin, a desolation. At the end of the Bible, in Revelation, there are Babylon the Great and the New Jerusalem. Eventually, Babylon the Great will be destroyed, removed from the earth, and cast into the lake of fire. And the New Jerusalem will be brought in to be the prominent center of God's eternal kingdom in the new heaven and new earth.